Shalom, shalom. Hope everyone is well. Good to bench the yar. When we think about Tufshin Pei Dalad, which is coming to a close, it is not a guzma to say that for the klal, for Yechidim, it could be different, but for Klal Yisrael, this year was a year of enormous tzaras. The fact that so many Yidden were killed and Simchas Torah and the Muhammad going on and all of the Sveikis and all the Schwerkeiten and all of the Sinis Yisrael. It was a very, very hard year, the year where more Yidden were killed than since the Second World War, Rahman Litzlan. I was thinking to myself of a conversation that I once had with the Baal Avodas Levi, with the Shiva Shemayim Vachem. This conversation could have happened 50 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but it made a big reshem on me. And the gist of the conversation was that the Rashiva said that he came to America over 90 years ago. And his Rebbe, Daltam Slavotka, never was in America. And the Nisenis of America and the Shilas of America were totally different than the Shilas in Slabotka, different than the Shilas in Chevron, in Shalayim. But the Altar of Slabotka had such a profound effect on the Rashiva that the Rashiva said that any major decision that he made was always thinking back to Vos Volta Alter Gitan in Der Matzev. What would the Alter do if he was faced with this situation? And he said that he is not certain that every decision that he did make was what the Alter would have done, but he was certain that he couldn't have made the decision without believing that, to the best of his Mesera, he thought the Dalter would have done that. Whether he was Mechaven El Ha'emes or not Mechaven El Ha'emes, he said, Das weiß ich nicht, but that was his guiding light. I'm not the Sug of Talmud of the Rashiva, the same way the Rashiva was a Talmud of the Alter, and I'm not claiming that any little decisions that I make, I use that equation. But as I was thinking about Tufshin Pei Dalad, I was thinking to myself, what do I think, perhaps, the Rashiva Zichron Baruch would have said to us Talmidim coming into Tufshin Pei Hei Habalin Latayva? What would Rashiva have said to us had he been living through this matzav? And I want to share something that I think the Retirer are not the Retirer that I heard from him, or Chazal, but the concept, what I think his response would have been, besides the obvious response, which he used to talk about in Yom Neroyim, about being mechaben one's tefillah and the difference between having emes kavanah or not. And he talked about that many times. The Avada the Rashiva would talk about and to say we have to be mespalo and with an ernstkeit to the Eibishter, because Holtz and the Eibishter, that's Pushit that he would have talked about. But the added thing that I believe he would have talked about is for us as Bnei Torah to take on for the schus of Klal Yisrael that's going through so much tzaras, that he would say that the greatest schus that we could take on is to have a higher level of Yigiyas HaTorah. And anyone is familiar with the Hagdama of Avodas Levi that was written 95 years ago after the First World War. Europe was in a mess. Poverty, people going off, all the Shverkeit. And he writes, just like by Ezra Sefer, when there was one of those terrible things going on, there were Isaac, Shtak, and Tyra, that he believes that now he's writing a Sefer in Kutchim, and that Isaac HaTyra is in troubled times the correct approach for B'nai Tyra, B'nai Eliyah to do. And writing the Sefer, he looked at not as he writes, not as a teretz, that during this difficult time, he writes, but B'davke Vosmer Teira Shtarker. And I believe that the Rosh Yeshivas HaRocha's message will probably be the same. There is a fascinating halacha that's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Pei Hei, that the Rama brings a noyeg that the tkiyas or Rosh Hashanah should be set from the bima. There are different days, whether is it the tkiyas and tkiyas from Yishuv, is it the first day and the second day, but the main thing al-pirayv is to do the tkiyas in the bima. The Gain of an art has four or five marmakaymas for this minhag. And the gist and the makaris that he brings are that we know that the Eberster is Yeshev Bikise Din on Rosh Hashanah, and through the Kehra the Shefer, he's Ma'akar himself, Chazal say, from the Kisei of Din to the Kisei of Rachamim. So the Gaon brings Makaris from Chazal that the Bald, the Kriyas HaTorah, is said from the Bima. The Bald, that's a place of Limud HaTorah, right? It's Kriyas HaTorah, but Melent HaTorah, Melent HaTorah, that the schus of being taken the shofar at a place where there's limud hatayra, like the kriyas hatayra, that's the hidur of doing tkiya shofar by the bima, as opposed to doing tkiya shofar by the amud. Zishtet, in going, take a look at all the marmakaymas about this inyan. So that the schus of shofar going together with the schus haTorah of kriyas haTorah is a mila for Klal Yisrael to be zeichah that the Eibusher should go to a kisei rachamim. If during this prolonged war, which is so difficult for us to stay stark in our tefillos and in our avoda, when something lasts this long, with no one knows what end in sight and all the nesiyanis that there are, and all the shverkeit that there are, is for us to take on each person, if he were a shayach, extra limud haTorah, extra yigiyas haTorah. There's no suffix that the schus ha-tera that we take on Tavshin Pehe can be a added kayach l'toiv, so that the Ebershah should be helpful to help that everybody that's so should live gesund, and people that are wounded should have refuas, and people that are captured should be found, and people that are nifted that should be nechama, and everyone should come home safely. That the schus ha-teira, can help him. Rabbi Nevachai brings a medrash in Parshas Vaschanan. Says ha-teira shesam Moshe b'nei b'nei Yisrael. So he brings a medrash that zayis meisif al ari miklat. And Medrash goes on that Ma Ari Miklat Matsilas Min Hamisa, the Malach Ari Miklat can save people from dying. Hatera Lekolshkin. But I zok the Medrash that the Kayach of Taira itself is greater than the Kayach of Ari Miklat. Because Ari Miklat is only for Shaggy and the Taira can be Megan Klal Yisrael, Haim for Shagin, Haim for Mizidin. Azevish is stating the Pasik. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. If Halzach onto the Torah, which means Kim HaMitzvahs too, but the Talmud Torah and the Kulam is the Iker, is that that can be Matzel from Geferlach to Geferlach HaEinshim. So, if the Kayach HaTaira is the Iker Kayach of Ruchnius and the Bria, so besides the Gevald Yachrayas to Davin, but if we look at Tovshin Pehe, and even now in Tovshin Pehe is saying is Menemton Solerna Mer, an extra Seder, an extra Yigia, to do more for Taira than that Kayach HaRuchni, just like with all the tsars that happened in the Second World War, Rahman al-Islam, look at the tremendous Gidol that came afterwards with the tsars that happened in Tavshim Peidal, Zold Eberson, or Helfen, that with our tfilas, and our mitzvahs, and our Igiyas HaTera, we should be zeicha to see Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael in ways that beyond our comprehension to understand how Eretz Yisrael can be in a better matzav with all that's going on. It's Nishkeich V'Eitzim Yodi, it's not the army, it's not the Gevaldig Chaps they have. The same way that the Ebershah let what happened on Simchas Torah happen. So the Ebershah gave him the schus and the kayach, that I made a kayach at Teira, I mean, a kabo, and this Rosh Hashanah Bolein L'Teiva, shtakeit in Teira, shtakeit in mitzvahs, that I made Zeh, we should be Zeche, Tishnaz Gula V'Yeshua, where Yidin should feel safe, and we should shtag, and Olkni be Zeche, to the Gula Shlema, Mehe Riv Yameinu, Amen.